So find a comfortable position. And follow the rising and falling of your breath. Relaxing into the natural rhythm of your breath. Allowing the earth to hold you, because wherever you are, sitting on a chair, lying down, stretched out on the floor, the earth is what's holding you. And cradling you. And you can let your body drop, allowing yourself to be held just for now and maybe later and even later than that. The earth holds you and spirit, divine mind, all that is, holds you as well. Sense your body from the top of your head down to the soles of your feet. And everything in between. Imagining as you breathe that light is flowing into the atoms and molecules of every cell. Breathing in light, releasing that which is no longer needed. Breathing in light again. And then focusing on your heart center, right in the middle of your chest. Imagine going into the inner world, the imaginal world, through the doorway of your heart. And once there, you travel to the beach, on a calm, warm day, sunny, with the temperature that is just right for you. And you can see out into the water, and you notice that there's an island not too far out, floating. The waves curling at its shores. And someone appears in a boat. And this person's task is to take you to that island across the calm water. So you get in. And the boat begins to move. Smooth. movement. Just rocking a little. Until you get all the way out to the island and step off onto the beach. And you hear someone say, "This is the island of all possibilities. Welcome." And explore around the island. The island is quite small. What is it like there? And you know the person who took you there will come back later and take you back to the mainland. So find a spot that's comfortable. Where your body can sit or lie down comfortably. Relaxing even more deeply. Feeling breeze. And the comfortable warmth of the sun. Maybe you've chosen to be under a tree, so you're somewhat in the shade. And then begin to imagine your intention. Imagining it as fully as you can, creating it as a reality, seeing it, feeling it. Sensing it. Hearing yourself say, "Ah, this has come to pass, come into manifestation. My intention has unfolded into the physical world. Come from the luminous realm, the absolute, supported by the great law of love and by my willingness to take appropriate actions and be mindful." And here it is. So you recognize it fully and wholly. Remembering that it doesn't matter whether something has ever happened before in your life. It can happen now. Imagine how your life is, living with this intention as a reality. How does it feel in your body? How do you feel when you wake up in the morning, remembering, this has been created through me. and continues to create and recreate. You don't have to hold on. You don't have to cling to something. It's created and recreated as a reality. And the energies of the island of all possibilities support your creation in ways you can imagine and ways you cannot yet imagine. Always optimally. You can feel it in every atom and molecule of your body. Giving thanks, you rest in the creation, saying to yourself, may I be happy, may all beings be happy. May I be free from suffering. May all beings be free from suffering. May I be free from the roots of suffering. May all beings be free from the roots of suffering. May I be healthy and peaceful. May all beings be healthy and peaceful. And you know that your inner work of compassion and mindfulness supports that state in everyone, since there is truly only one of us. And you go back to the water's edge, the boat reappears as if by magic. And the person in it rows you back to shore. You step out on the mainland and travel all the way back to your body. Rest your left hand on your heart center and your right hand over it. Blessing your body, the home of this incarnation, wrapped in timelessness, present in the moment, take a breath, come back. Open your eyes, take your time, stretch your muscles a little. Back into the room. Take a breath, reorient yourself. In the physical world.